Welcome to Mechanical Dreams, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest research in machine learning and natural language processing. I'm Linda, and as always, I'm here with Professor Norris.
Good to be here, Linda. Ready for another deep dive, are we? I've got my scuba gear on.
Absolutely. Today, we're tackling a really interesting paper about data selection for large language model pre-training. The title is Predictive Data Selection. The data that predicts is the data that teaches.
Data selection, eh? Seems like we're always trying to figure out what data to feed these hungry beasts. Is it really that important? I thought more data was always better.
That's the conventional wisdom, Professor. But it turns out data times quality is just as crucial, if not more so, than data quantity. Think about it. LLMs are trained on massive amounts of text scraped from the web. That includes everything from meticulously written articles to low-quality forum posts.
So it's like feeding a prize-winning racehorse a diet of visari. Well, whatever garbage you find in the street.
Exactly. Low-quality data can lead to slower training, wasted resources, and even worse performance on downstream tasks. This paper tackles this problem head-on by introducing a new data selection method called pre-select. So pre-select's core idea is pretty elegant. They aim to directly estimate the contribution of data during pre-training and select data in an efficient manner. They draw inspiration from a recent finding that compression efficiency, basically, how well a model can compress a piece of text, correlates strongly with its downstream performance.
Compression efficiency. You mean like how small you can zip a file? How does that relate to language understanding?
Well, the researchers behind pre-select build on work that demonstrates a correlation between lossless compression efficiency, measured as bits per character, and downstream task performance. If diverse models compress a text well, it tends to be useful for the downstream task.
So if a text can be easily explained by a model, that means it carries more information or something.
That's the intuition. They hypothesize that data on which model losses are predictive of downstream abilities also contribute effectively to learning.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. So pre-select tries to find data where a model's loss is a good predictor of how well it will perform on other tasks. But how does it actually do that?
Here's where it gets interesting. First, they sample a subset of the pre-training data. Then, they use a series of open-weight pre-trained language models to compute the predictive strength score of each document.
Predictive strength score? Is that some fancy new metric?
It's actually a pretty simple matching score. Basically, they check how well the ranking times of models based on their loss on a given document aligns with their ranking on downstream benchmark scores. If the rankings align, the document gets a high predictive strength score.
So if the model that does best on the downstream task also has the lowest loss on this document, then that document is considered high quality?
Precisely. After computing these scores, they train a fast text-based scorer to identify positive, high predictive strength, and negative, low predictive strength, data.
Fast text. Good old fast text. Lightweight and efficient. Makes sense. So they use this fast text classifier to then filter the entire pre-training corpus?
Exactly. That allows them to scale this data selection method to massive datasets efficiently. It's a clever way to identify the most valuable data for pre-training without requiring a ton of computational overhead. Okay, let's talk about the experiments. They trained models with 1 billion and 3 billion parameters using the refined web corpus. And the results are pretty impressive.
All right, let's get to the numbers. Did this pre-select thing actually work?
It did. Models trained on just 30 billion tokens selected with pre-select surpassed the performance of a vanilla baseline trained on a whopping 300 billion tokens.
Hold on. So they achieved the same performance with 1/10 of the compute? That's a massive reduction.
Exactly. A 10x reduction in compute requirements. Furthermore, pre-select significantly outperformed other competitive data selection baselines, like DCLM and FineWeb EDU, when training 3B models on 100B tokens.
Wow, those are some serious gains. So it sounds like pre-select isn't just saving compute, it's also identifying data that's more effective for learning.
That's the key. They saw an average of 3.1% accuracy improvement across 15 downstream benchmarks compared to random selection when using 1B parameter models.
Okay, random selection is an easy target. What about those other baselines you mentioned, DCLM and FineWeb EDU? How did pre-select stack up against them?
Preselect outperformed DCLM by over 2% on average across those benchmarks. The improvements were particularly noticeable on tasks related to understanding, knowledge, math, and code.
Math and code, huh? So Preselect is good at finding data that helps models reason and solve problems. That's interesting. Did they try it with different model architectures?
Yes. They demonstrated its adaptability with both Llama and Pythia architectures, and across different pre-training corpora, for model sizes ranging from 400m to 3b parameters.
So it's not just some fluke that only works in one specific setting. It seems fairly robust. What about training time? Did it improve the training speed?
Absolutely. Compared to training without any data selection, Preselect reduced training steps by up to 10x.
Amazing. This is really promising. It sounds like a significant step towards more efficient and effective language model pre-training.
Let's dive into times why Preselect works so well. The authors analyzed the data selected by Preselect and compared it to other methods.
All right, Linda, spill the beans. What kind of data is Preselect gravitating towards?
They found that literature-related domains, like literatica and UK essays, had a higher percentage of positive data. Knowledge-related domains like Wikipedia, Stack Exchange, and WikiHow also popped up.
So, it's favoring creative writing and educational content? That makes sense, considering the sorts of tasks these models are expected to be good at.
Exactly. And when they looked at the fast text features that were most influential for the Preselect score, they found terms related to code, education, and question answering, like MIT, math, and answer.
So it seems like Preselect is learning to identify data that's rich in information and relevant to a wide range of tasks.
Precisely. One interesting point is that Preselect selects data at a document level, while other methods like perplexity correlation, group, and select by domains.
And you said earlier this perplexity correlation wasn't performing as well?
That's right. Because Preselect operates on individual documents, it can filter out low-quality content within times high-correlation domains and include high-quality data from unselected domains.
So it's more granular and less reliant on potentially noisy domain-level heuristics. That's a key advantage.
Plus, Preselect tends to select a broader range of data lengths, mitigating the risk of bias towards specific document lengths. So to wrap things up, this paper introduces Preselect, a really promising data selection method for language model pre-training.
Indeed. I must admit, I was initially skeptical. But the experimental results are hard to ignore. A 10x reduction in compute, that's not just incremental progress, that's a game changer.
And the fact that it's lightweight and doesn't rely on heavy human heuristics makes it even more appealing.
It's a nice combination of theory and practicality. The idea of using predictive strength as a metric for data quality is clever, and the fast text implementation makes it scalable.
I think Preselect points the way towards a future where we can train language models much more efficiently, without sacrificing performance. It allows us to get much more out of a given compute budget.
Definitely a step in the right direction. It will be interesting to see how Preselect evolves and whether other researchers can build upon these findings.
Absolutely. And it might even give us a clearer understanding of how language models work. That's all the time we have for today. Join us next week for another exciting episode of Mechanical Dreams.
Until then, keep those mechanical dreams alive.